Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So are you pumping your own gas yet? Well, apparently, we're able to do that, at least in some places. Do you like that idea, or do you not? I've been doing it for years. No big deal for me. But what about you? The reason I've been doing it for years, folks, is because as a farmer, I have access to card locks, okay? But what about you? The average person doesn't. Welcome to Political Coffee, friends. We got that to talk about, plus a couple of other interesting things, including the mess going on at the Oregon Department of Education is really quite interesting. The mixed messages coming, and I don't know, they put out guidance last night. There's a Willamette Week story about that. You can see all of this on OregonWatchdog.com. The headline is that Oregon Department of Education say schools may not reopen before June. So what does that suggest? Does that suggest to you that we're going to have summer school this year? Now, I personally think that even though that screws up people's, vacation, summer plans, all of that, maybe all of that is screwed up to begin with now. Depending on how long all of this stuff lasts. Anyway, the headline says, Oregon Department of Education says schools may not reopen before June. Shifts support to distance learning. The quote from Colt Gill, governor's appointee of the Department of Education that oversees it. He says this, quote, we foresee the strong possibility that our students may not come back through our schoolhouse doors this academic year. Well, generally, the academic year, means through the end of May, 1st of June, right? So can we shift gears? Should we shift gears and do summer school here? Now, this impacts schools like mine, Oregon Connections Academy, and the other 17 virtual online public charter schools funded by us, the taxpayers. It really does. It affects us differently. Now, apparently, we're all supposed to be operating as supplemental. I guess our credits are going to be able to count now because there was some concern about that. But you got to love, this is very frustrating. It's very frustrating for school administrators, certainly for our administrator. But keep it. What if you are the administrators in the Salem-Keizer School District? Or maybe Silverton? Or any of the other school districts, Albany. And this is a brave new world for you because you've not had to teach online. It's what our school does every day. And we've been doing it for 15 years, folks, at Oregon Connections Academy. But if you're bricks and mortar school, the mixed messages you have gotten out of the Department of Education has got to be just as frustrating to you as it is to us in the online world. But it's even more so for you, because what resources do you draw on now? There's a great story about Salem-Keizer School District. Again, you can see this on OregonWatchdog.com. And it is a story. The headline is, well, there must be a million stories today. Where is it? I had it up on the screen. Silly me for taking that down. No cost laptop rentals are available for Salem-Keizer students. Now, this is a good thing. It shouldn't have to cost parents through your rent, you're paying property taxes, through your income taxes, through all of this, your schools are continuing to be funded. All right? Now, the question on funding is one of the questions. The other question is this. Can you move your kid from a Salem-Keizer school district or an Albany school district into an established program like ours that has an established curriculum. We have policies. Our teachers are used to doing this. It's not new like it is for bricks and mortar school district. This is going to create some, all kinds of misunderstandings and look, there's a ramp up time, folks. I can tell you from personal experience, you don't just do this overnight. You don't just learn how to teach on a laptop. How do you communicate with your kids? How do you do that effectively? How do you do it on platforms that are actually going to be reliable? I mean, all of this, these are the growing pains that we experienced at Oregon Connections Academy, as did K-12 and all of the other programs that are out there that are virtual online public charter schools. We've gone through all of this. This is why it made no sense at all for the state to say, well, you can't accept new students, like they told us 2 days ago. Or actually, they told us on Thursday last week. Makes no sense at all. Now, look, I understand the politics of this, and I think in some ways this is probably what's going on here. Colt Gill and the Department of Education is subject, believe me, to the politics coming out of Kate Brown's office. You see, the one thing we know about Kate Brown, as a regressive totalitarian Marxist that she is always going to put politics first. Because to her and to all of the regressive totalitarian Marxists out there, friends, the mindset of totalitarian Marxism is that they must control you. Because number one, you are not smart enough to control your own life. You are too stupid. They are the highly educated elites. They are the connected. They're the special people. And they know what's better for you more than you do, because you're just a stupid rube. You see, that's how they look at all of us. And it, look, every now and then it gets released, right? Comes out, you know, something gets released out of some elitist who's a Democrat, a regressive totalitarian Marxist, has this idea, and they say something. We hear about it. Kate Brown does it. Remember that revenge comment? It's just one of many. On the national level, the state level, it doesn't matter, because the mindset is the same. They know what's best for us. Now, right now, what's best for us, and so you great elites like Kate, tell me, Kate, and the Oregon Department of Education, you want most of our kids to go to college, really? Does it take a college degree to drive a truck, an 18-wheeler? Seriously, does it? To deliver toilet paper to your local store that you need to live on? How about your food? How about us farmers that produce the food that you eat? How is that highly educated mindset helping you now? Well, it doesn't. No, I don't have a problem at all with those of you who want to go to college. I went to college. I don't have a problem with that. It can be very helpful, and you can learn a lot of things there. But you can also be indoctrinated by the regressive totalitarian Marxists. And that's what our public universities have become. And in many ways, our K-12 education system. The idea that the bureaucracy, at the behest likely of, and again, I don't have any evidence of this, but I can tell you how it works, folks. Having been there, having lived it. Kate Brown is driving the bus here for the Oregon Department of Education. Let me tell you, it's all about politics. It's all about power and control over your life, because you're too stupid in their eyes to figure out how to manage your own life. That's how they think. That's what they believe. And their actions speak it in volumes. Now, how do we stand up against this? Well, let me tell you, nothing gets a politician, even a regressive totalitarian Marxist, nothing gets their attention greater than you standing up and letting them know how you feel. Now, you can do that a lot of ways. You pick up the phone and call them. And, you know, frankly, calling the governor's office is not a bad idea. And, in fact, if more of us did it, in fact, if we literally jammed up their phone lines and all they got was call after call after call of angry parents saying, why are you stopping me from enrolling my child in an online program? I want them to continue their education. Let me tell you, sooner or later, the heat from us, the public, outweighs Kate Brown's allegiance to a degree to the teachers union, which funds her campaigns, to the other public employee unions that we talked about yesterday in our interview with the Freedom Foundation, who get that free money, taxpayer money, through their union to turn around and elect people who are regressive totalitarian Marxists who look down their highly educated or their elitist noses at the rest of us and control our lives with their policies. Like policies that are going to be considered in the upcoming special session. There's a story about that on the today in it's Coin 6. Oregon lawmakers prepare to tackle COVID-19 in the special session. Now, as you know, what's going to happen here, because the regressive totalitarian Marxist mindset is so prevalent in the Democrat Party, they control things in D.C., at least in the House. And you know what Nancy Pelosi tried to do, and you know what she will try to do, is not let the fourth bill of bailout that she's talking about now, they're not going to let that crisis go to waste. Everything they tried to get jammed through in the other bill, they will try to get jammed through in the next bill. The same thing is what I'm going to predict to you is going to happen when this special session happens at some point next week in the Oregon legislature. Oh, yeah, they're going to be focusing supposedly on COVID-19. But you wait. You see, with regard to education, and I know this because one of my fellow board members watches education very closely as a lobbyist at the Capitol. And she told me that the most unbelievable assessment questions that students are asked that is far, far out there in the leftist mindset of sexuality. They wanted to expand, they wanted money out of the last session in Oregon to expand that and to force it on every school. It's voluntary right now. Some schools allow it, others don't. We don't. Although there are portions of it we cannot. Folks, if you knew how bad this was, you would be shocked. The questions they ask these kids, and it's brainwashing in its totality, would shock you. They will try that, and they will try other things. But, you know, Republicans can try some things, too, like saying, let's get rid of the sales tax. The question is, what ultimately gets decided and how? I don't think Republicans can walk out again, do you? Maybe they should. Back in a moment. 20 in the morning. Political Coffee. I'm Jeff Krupp. Don't.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Rebecca and Ron, who are on the line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. This segment of the show is brought to you by ProBioscience. Folks, build your immune system to keep you safe from the coronavirus and a lot of other bad stuff using CBD. It does work. Works for some of us. Works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Pro Bioscience is a Salem company who buys their all of their CBD from grown right here in the Salem area. You want to support your local businesses? It's a great way to do it. Today's your last day to get a special 15% discount. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience, all one word, .com. And in the special offer code, use the word shamrock. Use the word shamrock. Today's the last day you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. Speaking of Salem, not just the schools, Salem Transit has suspended its service. Seven of its workers have tested positive for the virus. And then TriMet drivers are calling in sick by the dozen. That's a union walkout. Their frustration over the coronavirus. Folks, you know, with the Trump administration extending their guidelines to April 30th, don't you think probably Kate's going to do the same thing? My guess is she does. Now, I'm getting selfish about this because at some point I'm going to have a haircut. Hair salons are closed. Yikes. Well, maybe I'll start looking like all those years I was a rock and roll singer and I had long hair down to my shoulders. All right, let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today?
Well, good morning. I was wondering if maybe salon people could come to homes. Anyway, that's beside the point with what I was going to call in for.
I've wondered that too. Maybe.
Well, it seems very likely. Their salons are closed.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I called in is because when they were passing the bill, the great big huge tax they just did on us for the schools, I was there for the first hearing, but came too late because when I got there were like 500 teachers in a row, like four deep all the way down the hallway. And so they were all wanting to testify. And so I just decided to walk among them and went from one end of the line down to the other end of the line, just talking and chatting, and was told over and over again by teachers that they considered the bill to not be near enough money. They wanted $4 billion. But I said, they were telling me how they had to have this because in their classrooms, students were throwing chairs and were totally out of control, and they had to have the money. And I said, how will the money help bring your classrooms back into control? And they said, well, we're going to hire a whole bunch more personnel to follow each child around. And and I said,
you're kidding.
How is that going to bring it back? And they said, well, we're going to also hire people to go into people's homes. And then they'll teach the parents how to raise their children. So I don't know if this is an OEA goal, but it was amazing to me how kind of this idea was percolating among the teachers that were standing there.
Well, my guess is you know, it that doesn't surprise me. And Rebecca, I'm going to let you go because I want to get to Ron here before we run out of time. But I think this has been a goal, a long goal of the OEA for a long, long time. And I would think probably the teachers that were standing there are the big time leftist union supporters in the OEA and maybe the American Federation of Teachers who believe that stuff. I mean, they're sold out to it. This is why, don't get me started. All right, you got to go to Ron. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, that's what we call communism, which Rebecca just mentioned. Communism.
That's right.
Re-education. Yep. Undermining through the social services. They're going to manage your kid. They're going to tell you how to raise your kid, feed your kid. If you don't comply, you will be expelled. It's happening in England and Denmark, but yet you notice they got the highest suicide rate in the world. That's the results, okay? And that's why 30% of the kids stay home school that doesn't finish all the way through high school, because you got too much of that going on. You know how we get money back in, Jeff,
how will you do
give me my 2% back, take round, reattach to the federal system, and give the small business $370 million quickly to get reestablishing their damn whipping collar. And at the same time, get rid of that cap tax temporarily for 6 months. And then address PERS. Say, I'm sorry, but we don't have no more free lunches to give away. Ask me, SEIU, why should we bear, you know, they already increased 7% to pay for the workers last quarter. We gave $2 billion or 10% of the $20 billion given to education in the last biennium budget in 2018. How much more money do we need to give these people? It's the spending. Look at Cuomo. Look at Newsom and his predecessor, cousin Jerry's, Rachel Bolsovic, Queens herself, cousin. Look at Inslee, same thing. The problem is fiscal spending must be part of the equation when we're talking about stimulating. The way you stimulate is give my mom money. Give me my $15 to $25 a week at the money I make, the flagging, like the federal government gets, so I can be a contributor to the economy. $15 don't sound like nothing, but if you got 30 weeks, that's $450 more in the economy based on my wages at the low end, okay? And the thing is this, if there's a bunch of us got $430 in the next extra $15 a week, that's a lot of more food, a lot of medication, a lot of money that can go back into the to help our local businesses. And people shop local. What restaurants open, whether it's Olive Garden, whether it's your little Hispanic restaurants, whether it's various other places, they are still help support your businesses of that nature. And don't let the retro Bolshevik queen tell you how you should live. These are the times.
Exactly right.
Call
exactly
up.
Right, Ron.
Call
the government. We're at the bottom of the hour. Going to have to let you go. Thanks, brother. You're right.
God
don't let
brother.
The retro Bolshevik queen, otherwise known as Kate Brown, our governor, tell you how to live your life. Yikes. Back with more of it, folks. Don't go away. 6:30. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Come on and sing my song. All night long, oh, all night long, yes, all night long, yeah. All night long.
Stop the car, we gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking about the Oregon Department of Education's ever-changing guidance about are schools open? Are they not open? Can they accept new students? What about online programs like Oregon Connections Academy, the school that I founded 15 years ago and continue to be the president of the board of? You know, it. All of this is playing into this crisis, right? Never let a crisis go to waste. That's what Rahm Emanuel said, Obama's chief of staff. An incredible failed Marxist in his own life as mayor of Chicago. But how do we change this? You know, the whole reason I do this radio show is because I just don't want to comment on the news and just have conversations with you about it. I mean, that's important. I have my opinions. You have yours. That's why I try to let you talk on this show, because I want you to express your opinions. And it's really easy to do that. It's 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. But more importantly, I want you to feel like you can actually do something about it. Because you can. Because as beholden as Kate Brown and all of the Democrats and Republicans are to the people who give them money, as beholden as they are, ultimately, they don't get into office if the tide of public opinion turns against them so massively that all the people that support them can't spend enough money to keep them in. in office to convince you that no matter how bad they are, they're still worthy of keeping. At some point, you cross a line. Now, it's different. And caller, call back, my bad, because I wanted to finish making that point, because I think it's relevant to this conversation. 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Politics is power and money. It's what it isn't supposed to be. In our system of politics in America, we have we're a constitutional republic, okay? Power is vested in the people. And that's what makes us so much different than other systems of governments. But still, you know, well, what Rebecca was talking about and what Ron followed up with, what Rebecca talked about in terms of the teachers she talked to, apparently, that really had this idea that they were going to use all of this new money from the hidden sales tax that we're all paying now. They're going to use that money to send people into your home because you're too stupid to know how to teach your kids. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to our new caller. Welcome. Who are you and what's your name? Hey, good morning. Are you there?
This is Roland. I was hearing some other sounds. I couldn't tell if you were talking to me.
Turn your radio off, please.
What Rebecca had to say was plenty frightening, and thanks for taking my call. Because, yeah, I feel like I have a modicum of intelligence. I've reached a reasonable age, and I did raise 3 children. So I think I know something about it. To have somebody come into my home and say, I'm your contemporary, I'm going to teach you, would be scary to a young parent, or it should be. But I have been looking at schools from a different angle because they have now said K through 12 can have these free Chromebooks for the rest of the school year so that nobody falls behind. They're going to find out that homeschooling is now acceptable because it's the government curriculum. And once those schools have stood empty from now till September, and they realize that they're just a big drain because what they open them, they have to have them staffed and the janitors have to be in there. They've got the utilities to pay. They will have found that homeschooling with their curriculum pays much better. They'll turn those facilities into something else, and I'll let you all figure out what those are going to be.
Yeah, homeless shelters, the next coronavirus bioweapon fraud perpetrated on us. For a makeshift hospital. Roland, look, you have nailed exactly the thing that allows us to stand against this. You've said it. You get it. Because no parent wants to lose the rights over their children and to be told how to raise their kids by some elitist from the government. Nobody likes that. And especially you don't want somebody coming into your home and telling you that you don't know as you can't have a gun in your home. Did you know that when I served in the legislature in the 90s and the early 2000s, they were talking about that back then, sending people into your home. To add, if you are a newborn, you're a new parent in the hospital, supposedly they're coming around with questions to ask you, like, do you have a telephone in your home to ascertain if you need extra help? And do you have a gun in your home? That's none of their business.
Well,
and that's the same thing.
When they start coming around, they better be wearing their gloves or be in a bubble suit, because I don't want their contamination coming into homes. And that means they're contaminated as well.
For a lot of reasons, you don't want them coming into your home. Roland, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling and giving us your impressions. Thank you very
listening.
Much. 6:42 in the morning. What do you think? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. This is not government's business. Yes, government extends to us. We, the taxpayers, through our system of government, extend to us the opportunity to have our children educated in a public school. Now, what Roland just said was the point. And it's simply this. All these parents with their Chromebooks, as frustrating as it's going to be, because there is going to be some period of learning how to make it all work right. Again, I can tell you from personal experience, it just takes a while to get into the flow of a whole different way of teaching. Parents are going to like it. They're going to like the results. Because you know what? Their kids are actually going to learn. Because you don't have the classroom dynamics of undisciplined classroom activities like Rebecca described. That's what goes on, unfortunately, in so many classrooms. They're going to like it. That's the danger of the educational establishment and the unions. That's what's dangerous to them, because now they realize that their school, they're maybe not needed quite the way they were, and they lose power. And when you are a regressive totalitarian Marxist, you will not lose power. You will find ways to impose your will on others. That's what they're doing. You know, there's this story here. Again, you can see it on OregonWatchdog.com. And Art, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a second here. The headline is, Washington businesses that defy closure mandate could face penalties. Did you see Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and a longtime evangelist, is South African down in Florida? They held church Sunday. He got arrested. Think about that. Now, I don't know by what constitutional authority that happened, and it needs to be challenged. The same thing with saying you have to close your business. I think a lot of what's going on here is unconstitutional, and it needs to be challenged. I want to remind you folks, again, you got money coming from the government, whether you need it or not, sadly, it's coming. What are you going to do with it? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to spend it with as many local businesses as I possibly can. I did last night. I haven't got my money yet, but I'm going to spend it back into the economy. I went and bought a pizza at Papa Murphy's last night. I never do that. It's good. I loved it. I did it on purpose. It was takeout. I want them to keep going. I want them to be there. I want you to consider doing business with all of our great advertisers here on KSLM, including Diamond Royalty Rides. I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you, folks. Riding in a limousine, I've done it twice, three times maybe in my life. It makes you feel special. Right now, we kind of need to make our families feel special and our friends, somebody you care about. Do that. Check them out on the web, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say this fine morning?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, I agree with you 100%. We need to make sure that we take advantage of this crisis and expose how lousy this state has been run over the last, God, how many years, Jeff, have the Democrats been in control? You know, why don't we have masks? Why don't we have ventilators? I'll tell you why, Jeff. Because we're throwing all our money away into the PERS system to take care of a problem that the Democrats refuse to address. And our Republican legislators need to shout at the top of the trees in this special legislation session and really drive the message home. Because if they do, then, you know, people are going to start realizing that we need better leadership in the state of Oregon. And our education system's been screwed up for a long time, Jeff. And it's going to continue that way because of the union. Anyways,
you've hit the nail on the head again, Art. Right on the money. This is all about politics and power. Union politics and power that drives the regressive, totalitarian, Marxist, Democrat. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, you're probably spending a lot of time at home these days since we're supposed to be sheltering in place. I'm sorry, folks. I have to be careful here. To say I'm frustrated is to put it mildly, but I'm trying to keep a good attitude. Anyway, you probably noticed some things maybe you want to fix around your place. You know, no better time to do it in terms of supporting your local business. Again, those of you who have a couple of kids at home, you're both working, or maybe one of you's working, but there's, you know, you have a family of four, you're going to get well over $3,000 from the federal government in this relief package. All right. One of the ways you could use that money is to hire somebody like Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Do you know those projects? Maybe you wanted to build that she shed out back for your wife. Maybe you need to fix up the garage. Or maybe you just want to change things. Maybe you want to do that kitchen remodel, that bathroom remodel. No better time than right now. Put that money to use. With somebody like Eric Gaze, or go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. A lot of satisfied customers. That ought to give you some confidence that anybody who's willing to put their faith, their personal faith, in the name of their company, Righteous, yeah, well, it ought to give you a lot of confidence that they're going to do you right. RighteousRenovations.com, Eric Azer. So I got an email from Lee. You want to send me an email? It's easy. It's jeff@1220.am. Now, Lee's a smart guy, accomplished business guy, and he often pokes fun at the current education, public education system anyway, by misspelling words. And he does this. So he writes me this email. He says, ever notice in your childhood, child being C-H-I-L-E, like chili, childhood, when you said the stupid saying, sticks and stones may hurt me, but words never will. Back to the bully. The words said still hurt. Yeah, because it does. He says, if the bully keeps trying to force their agenda, then the other person should leave, walk away. Yeah. You might want to punch in the nose, but violence must be saved for threats of harm and life. All sides are to, well, should work together and agree on a plan. But if bully Kate tries to force her agenda again, I would support another walkout. So I asked that question. So what if, because we know Nancy Pelosi is going to try to force the rest of her radical agenda in another stimulus bill, this time for states and, you know, local governments that are clearly going to be hurt, right? There's no doubt about it. All right. If she tried it last time, you know she's going to try it again. Kate is going to be no different. Tina and PETA are going to be no different. And it isn't just going to be about keeping the sales tax in place, which is hurting businesses already. And it's hurting you because it's just raised your cost of living. It's not just that. It's all the other things. It's like what I just said. You know, these people are committed leftists. They are never going to let an opportunity to ram their radical socialist leftist agenda down our throats. And they will do it quietly behind the scenes. And if Republicans aren't smart enough in the legislature, they'll fall victim to it. Things like additional money for this leftist testing, K-12 education, this survey. You know, that survey was so bad. And I don't even know if I can read it on the air. I'm serious, and not get fined by the FCC, or just be embarrassed as a Christian man to say these things. You know, there were state senators that were aware of the survey, and they talked about it on the floor. They could not, in good conscience, say actually read the survey and the questions on the floor of the Senate. Why? Because they probably would have been gaveled down by the Senate president. Because it's so offensive. This is what they're giving to our kids. How do you fix it? You stand up. You call the governor's office. You call the Oregon Department of Education and leave a message for Colt Gill. You call your legislator, your House member, your Senate member. You call your school board chairman and your school board member. You talk to your teacher of your children. If you remain silent, folks, this stuff will continue. Believe me, I can tell you from personal experience, when the people get engaged, the politicians fear. And no amount of money from the teachers' union and the regressive totalitarian Marxist, the government, the SEIU 503 or AFSCME, no amount of money can replace the overwhelming anger of people, of parents who do not want their children taught in a certain manner, who do not want to lose their parental rights with vaccinations. No amount of money from the left can change the fact that sooner or later you cross a line and the people vote you out of office. It's happened time and time again, and it will happen again because it's human nature. This is why I tell you, you can make a difference. Another way you can make a difference to keep your home safe is to call Freedom Heating and Air. Have them come and assess your home and give you an idea about how they could make your home safer from the virus and from other bacteria. Those great UV light systems, folks, they work. I'm telling you from personal experience, they do. So why don't you check out Freedom Heating and Air? Spend your money with them. They're a great local business, been in business 40 years. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. Look, folks, thank you to all of you for listening to the show, for supporting our advertisers. But more importantly, I truly want you to be active. I want you to stand up for your liberty, stand up for your faith, stand up for your common sense. We live in a great nation. We are still allowed to do this. But if we give in, if we remain silent, everything that has taken place in a totalitarian Marxist regime through the annals of human history will happen again. And for a lot of reasons. It is in man's nature, sadly. Hell is never full. The devil is never satisfied. And those are the people that are influenced, our leaders that we elect to serve us, that don't believe in serving us, because they believe in serving something else, and it ain't liberty, and it ain't your rights. Given to you by God and not government. Stand firm. Pray for our state. Pray for our nation. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Get out there. Make it a great day, because it's really up to you. See you then.